Well, that spoils everything. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I was hoping to squeeze one more commentary out of the Swift boat story, but now the president spoiled it all by coming out and telling the New York Times that no, he doesn't think John Kerry is lying about his record in Vietnam. He wouldn't go so far as to condemn the TV commercials that do call Kerry a liar, but, I mean, if the president thinks Kerry should be proud of his record, then it's the same as saying those commercials are false. So, at this point, there is only one thing for Americans to do, and that's to quit paying attention to them. Because for all practical purposes, the president himself has said so, now that the commercials have been running for 2 weeks. But I have mixed feelings about that. Maybe we ought to pay attention to those commercials. Not because they portray John Kerry as a medal-throwing, home-movie-making, anti-war testifying hippie. That's just the typical stuff media consultants are paid to come up with. No, it's because of something else they show. This whole incident is an important lesson for Americans too young to remember what America was like during Vietnam. Kids, if you think this debate is ugly now, you should have seen it then. Students marched on Washington, people argued in the streets, it was sons against fathers, veterans against veterans. That's what happens when a nation involves itself in a prolonged war that has only a casual relationship to national security. And the fact that we still disagree about it more than 30 years after it ended should make us all want to think twice before entering into such a war again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.